Semen retention is the key to a long and healthy life. It is the path to spiritual enlightenment and physical vitality. When we ejaculate, we lose a part of ourselves. We lose our life force, our energy, and our vitality. We become weak, sick, and old. The decline of celibacy in our society is a cause for great concern. Our young people are being led astray by the temptations of the flesh. They are being taught that sex is everything, and that it is okay to indulge in it whenever they want. But this is a lie. Sex is not everything. It is not the key to happiness or fulfillment. In fact, it can be very destructive. The human body is a divine temple, and the semen is the sacred nectar of life. It is the source of all our strength, vitality, and creativity. When we waste our semen through lustful activity, we are literally killing ourselves. We are draining our life force and weakening our bodies, minds, and spirits. The more we indulge in sensuality, the more we become enslaved to it. We become like animals, driven by our desires. We lose control of our lives and our destinies. We become weak, sick, and unhappy. But if we can control our lustful desires, we can achieve great things. We can become strong, healthy, and happy. We can achieve our goals and fulfill our dreams. We can live a life of purpose and meaning. Semen is the nectar of life. It is the source of our strength, power, intelligence, and creativity. When we protect our semen, we are protecting our very essence. A man who protects his semen is a man who is strong, determined, and capable. He is a man who isn't afraid to take risks and go after his dreams. He is a man who is full of life and vitality. A man who protects his semen is also a man who is healthy. He is less likely to get sick, and he is more likely to live a long and healthy life. If you want to live a long, healthy, and fulfilling life, then you must protect your semen. Semen is a precious gift. It is the key to our physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. When we protect our semen, we are protecting our future. So don't waste it. Don't squander your life force on meaningless ejaculations. Save it for something special. Save it for the woman you love. Save it for the creation of new life. Semen is the key to your happiness. It is the key to your success. It is the key to your fulfillment. So protect it, cherish it, and use it wisely. We are all born with divine power within us. It is the power of kindness, prayer, peace, benevolence, devotion, love, bravery, freedom, truth, and distaste for misdeeds. These seeds are planted in our hearts, and it is up to us to water them or let them dry up. If we choose to water the seeds of divinity within us, we will blossom into beautiful beings. We will be kind and compassionate, peaceful and loving, brave and free. We will be true to ourselves and to our beliefs, and we will strive to make the world a better place. But it is not easy to water the seeds of divinity. It takes effort, dedication, and discipline. We must be willing to let go of our ego, our attachments, and our fears. We must be willing to face our challenges head on and to never give up on our dreams. But if we are willing to put in the work, the rewards are immeasurable. We will find true happiness, fulfillment, and peace. We will make a difference in the world, and we will leave a legacy that will inspire others to follow in our footsteps. So, let us all resolve to water the seeds of divinity within us. Let us choose to be kind, compassionate, peaceful, loving, and brave. Let us make the world a better place, one person at a time. Semen retention and celibacy is the greatest of all austerities. Austerities meaning attitude or practice. It is the path to divinity. Those who practice celibacy are demigods, not mortals. Lord Shiva says, "Celibacy is the best austerity. There is no greater austerity in the three worlds." But today, we have forgotten its greatness. We have become slaves to our desires, and we wander in the dust of meanness. Where are our virile, capable ancestors? Where are we, their seedless, illiterate, weak children. How much has the sky fallen to the earth? How terrible have we fallen? There is no doubt that the main reason for our terrible downfall is our abandonment of celibacy. When we give in to our lust, we lose our strength, our vitality, and our purpose. We become slaves to our desires, and we are no longer masters of our own destiny. Semen retention and celibacy is the key to our liberation. It is the path to divinity. If we want to rise from the dust of meanness, we must embrace celibacy. We must become demigods, not mortals. We must become masters of our own destiny. Semen is not just a bodily fluid, it is the very source of our strength and vitality. Lord Shankar says, "The one who destroys semen cannot survive, and the one who preserves it cannot die of famine." Semen retention or celibacy is not just about abstinence from sexual activity. It is about the preservation and conservation of our life force, our vital energy. Without celibacy, we cannot be happy or progress in any area of our lives. Celibacy is the key to achieving liberation and enlightenment. It is the root of all our spiritual endeavors. How can one even fathom living a life of celibacy when the temptation of the destructive monster of masturbation lurks around every corner, waiting to sink its cruel claws into unsuspecting youth? It's a disease that is spreading like wildfire among the young generation, taking innocent lives on a large scale. This disease is more deadly than the plague or influenza, and it's heartbreaking to see even well-educated people falling prey to its destructive ways. It's a disease that robs one of their dignity and self-respect, a disease that spreads its tentacles into every aspect of one's life, leaving them hollow and shabby. It's like a weevil infestation in a wooden log that eats away at the core until nothing is left. What's even more devastating is that humans have devised countless methods of semen destruction, and they all find their way into the vicious cycle of masturbation. It's a sinful act that leads one towards damnation, a lost devotion that brings nothing but misery and despair. If only one could see the devastation caused by this destructive dog, they would understand the gravity of the situation. It's a disease that has ruined countless lives, a monster that squeezes the human spirit with great cruelty. It's a disease that must be eradicated from society before it claims any more innocent lives. Masturbation, on the other hand, is like a poison and a destroyer that slowly kills us from the inside. Every time we ejaculate, it puts a massive shock on our muscles and mind, causing paralysis, rheumatism, arthritis, epilepsy, and insanity. It's a condemnable act that we must not indulge in. Adultery may be immoral, but masturbation is even worse. It leads to terrible diseases that can take our lives anytime, anywhere. The liver, the lungs, and the heart all suffer from the removal of semen caused by masturbation. It leads to tuberculosis, coughing, breathing problems, and the infamous heart disease that can take our lives in an instant. We never know when our time will come, and masturbation increases the risk of dying from these diseases. It's a famine that kills us from within. Masturbation also affects our brain like an electric shock. It makes our head feel light and empty, ruining our memory, intelligence, and talent. We become like lost semen men, wandering around like madmen, unable to focus on anything in life. It's a tragic fate that we must avoid at all costs. The statistics don't lie. 65 out of 100 people in mental asylums are there because of adultery and masturbation. It's a terrible fate that we must avoid. Sexual relations with our wives are acceptable, but even that can lead to destruction if not done properly. We must embrace celibacy and semen retention as a way of life and avoid the traps of lust that can destroy us in a second. Oh, the very thought of celibacy being abandoned for the fleeting pleasure of the flesh fills my heart with sorrow and disgust. How can these men wash their hands of their vile actions when the very essence of their being is corrupted? Their insatiable thirst for carnal desires leaves their partners unfulfilled and dissatisfied, leading them down a path of sin and moral decay. As they succumb to their base instincts, they bring about the downfall of society, corrupting even the innocent children who suffer under their unrighteousness. These vicious men, with their weak minds and lack of self-control, become slaves to their desires. Unable to resist the pull of their own wickedness, they make promises they cannot keep, and as soon as temptation presents itself, their oaths are forgotten. With each passing moment, they lose more and more of their humanity until they are nothing but shells of their former selves, weighed down by the burden of their sinful ways. Their bodies betray them, ravaged by the constant cycle of pleasure and emptiness. The seasons bring no respite from their suffering, as they are plagued by colds, headaches, and chest pains. Disease spreads through their bodies like wildfire, leaving them weakened and vulnerable to the whims of fate. Oh, how my heart aches for these lost souls, who have traded their very essence for a momentary thrill. But there is hope yet, if only they would turn away from their wicked ways and embrace the purity of semen retention and celibacy. Only then can they find true happiness and peace, free from the chains of their own depravity. The very thought of falling ill makes my heart heavy with despair and fear. I am reminded of the cruel reality that sickness is a force that can destroy even the most powerful and wealthy individuals. It robs us of our physical and mental well-being, leaving us feeling powerless and unworthy. Masturbation, a word that may seem innocent and harmless, but in reality, it is a grave danger to our well-being and manhood. Just hearing the term sends shivers down my spine, for it is a vile act that destroys the very essence of our being. It is a shameful act, one that many try to hide and keep a secret. But the truth is, there is no hiding from the consequences of this heinous act. Masturbation weakens our nerves, leaving us crooked, short, and loose. Our genitals become thick towards the mouth and thin towards the root, with veins emerging and the left side of the mouth becoming crooked like a thorn. These are all signs of absolute impotence, a fate worse than death. I have seen children who have fallen victim to this monstrous act, their nerves so weak that they suffer from repeated dream defects. Their semen is destroyed by the slightest touch, becoming as thin as water, leaving no trace on their clothes after a dream. Such men become entirely unfit for intercourse with women, and their once vibrant and energetic bodies become nothing but a shell of their former selves. There is a nadi called Manovaha inside our body, and all the nerves of our body are related to this pulse. As soon as sexual desire is awakened, all these pulses get excited, and all the instruments of our body, from the feet to the head, are shaken. The blood churns, and the whole body starts shaking, and the semen starts separating and getting destroyed. This weakens our metals, and difficult diseases like nightfall and diabetes make a home in our body. Our blood is filled with white and red corpuscles, and masturbation destroys them both. It is a despicable act that leaves us weak, vulnerable, and damaged. We must take a stand against this scourge, for it destroys not only our bodies, but also our minds and souls. Let us fight against this vile act and protect our manhood from the clutches of this evil. Dear brothers, the mind and senses are the gatekeepers to our inner world. They hold the power to shape our reality, to bring us to new heights of achievement, and to drag us down into the depths of despair. It is a battle that we must all fight for the sake of our own well-being and the happiness of those around us. To be calm and patient in youth is a mark of true bravery. It takes strength to resist the temptations of the flesh, to deny the impulses of the moment, and to keep our wits about us when everything seems to be falling apart. The world is a chaotic and unpredictable place, but the truly skilled charioteer is he who can keep the mad horses in check. He doesn't let them run wild, but rather guides them with a firm and steady hand. Likewise, the true brave man is the one who can control his senses. He doesn't allow them to dictate his actions, but rather keeps them in check with a disciplined will. He does not let them lead him astray, but rather uses them as tools to achieve his goals. It is a difficult and constant struggle, but it is one that must be fought if we are to become the masters of our own destiny. The mind is a powerful thing, and it can be our greatest ally or our worst enemy. A man who can conquer his enemies and all kings cannot be called a true warrior, for the true brave man is the master of his mind and senses. Only great men can exercise authority over their own minds, and it is only through discipline and good advice that we can hope to achieve such greatness. There is no shame in having a dirty mind, for it can be cleaned with determination and willpower. A pure mind is more valuable than anything else in this world, for it can lead us out of the depths of hell and into the heights of heaven. It is the true provider of happiness and sorrow, of bondage and salvation. So, my friend, keep your mind under control. Do not let it lead you astray, for it is a fickle and treacherous thing. Remember, the losers of the mind are defeated, but the winners of the mind will always triumph. Know this unchanging principle, and watch your mind carefully, for it will throw you wherever it wants if you do not keep it in check. May you find the strength and courage to conquer your mind and senses, and may you achieve all that you desire in this life.
War in my mind, I'm trying to fight a war in my mind. I don't know who's the winner tonight, but